The views and opinions expressed in this program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the program sponsor, advertisers, New World Radio, WNWR, its staff, management, owners, or licensees. No decision should ever be made when solely based on advice heard on the radio. Please consult with a professional in the field before taking any action on information presented in this broadcast.
The following program is brought to you by the CyberSoft Operating Corporation.
It's time for the Tri-State Area's brand new 50,000-watt radio talk show, Between the Minutes, featuring politicians, businessmen, and professionals in the community. Between the Minutes is brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation, www.cyber.com. And now, here's the host of Between the Minutes, Peter Radradotti.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Between the Minutes, the Tri-State's newest radio talk show brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation. I'm your host, Pete Radotti. The first segment of Between the Minutes will feature Inside Your Computer. This is similar to my newspaper article, Inside Your Computer, in the Philadelphia Public Record, discussing many interesting topics about computer security. Today, we're going to discuss a new scam hitting the United Kingdom, and soon here. The scam is aimed against the antivirus industry. You receive a phone call from a professional call center offering you a lifetime license to a popular antivirus product. The price is not too high and the product is a brand name, so of course you consider it. Consider it not. None of the brand name products offer lifetime licenses. If you accept the deal, they will charge you for the product, may steal your identity, and will deliver you a stolen one-year license copy of the product. At the end of the year, the license will expire and the scammers will be long gone. A related scam that's happening in the United States targets anyone who owns timeshares in Florida. You may receive up to 3 or 4 phone calls per day from scammers who want to buy or rent your timeshare. While a very few may be legitimate, most of them are scammers calling from India. How do you protect yourself? First, put yourself on the national Do Not Call list. You can do this at www.donotcall.gov, G-O-V. Anyone who still calls is either breaking the law and they're not worth doing business with, or is a scammer. The next thing you can do is, if you have caller ID, you can set your phone service to not ring on unknown names or numbers. It's called anonymous call rejection. No one has ever complained to me that they could not get through to me, but the number of scammer calls went way down. To activate anonymous call rejection on both the Comcast and Verizon landline phone network, lift the receiver and listen for the dial tone. Press *77. You will hear either tones or a recording stating that call rejection has been activated. Thieves with professional call centers can set their caller ID broadcast to any number, so this will not always block you, but anyone who gets past all of these defenses is definitely a thief, most likely working out of India. My best advice is to not get angry. Do not speak to them. Don't even say hello. As soon as you know it's a call center, hang up. Next on the agenda is the new Department of Homeland Security's Enabling Distributed Security in Cyberspace white paper. This is a plan that will allow security components to communicate in near real time with each other about attacks. Security systems could then respond appropriately. Right now, this is only a white paper, but if implemented, it could bring about an entirely new way of thinking about computer security and add a new layer of complexity for the attacker. Of course, the attacker always has the first mover advantage. In wrapping up this week's segment of Inside Your Computer, I hope some of the subjects I spoke about were helpful to you. Make sure you read my article Inside Your Computer every Thursday in the Philadelphia Public Record newspaper. We'll be right back with today's guest on Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM.
The multicultural voice of the Delaware Valley, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
Looking to increase your business and build your selling power? Then you should advertise on Between the Minutes, the Tri-State's newest political, business, and special interest radio talk show, Between the Minutes, heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. on Radio 1540 AM. For more information, call 610-828-8333. That's 610-828-8333. Or email sales@betweentheminutes.com.
America's men and women in uniform sacrifice every day for our country so we can continue to do the things we enjoy most, like playing soccer with our kids. But that's not an option for some families. I'm Devin McTavish, D.C. United Defender and two-time Humanitarian of the Year. For more than 140 years, the Armed Services YMCA has provided support for military families. Please join the ASYMCA in taking care of our soldiers' loved ones so they can continue to take care of us.
The Armed Services YMCA, serving those who serve America. ASYMCA.org.
Hi, this is Pete Rodotti, your host on Between the Minutes, talking to you about CyberSoft. CyberSoft has always stood for integrity, quality, and cost-effectiveness in computer security. Having 20 years of experience, CyberSoft protects many platforms, including Microsoft Windows. So for the best antivirus security, visit www.cyber.com. For a limited time, you can purchase a one-year Windows antivirus security license for $24.95. For the best in protection, remember, in any computer security fight with the bad guys, we will be the last man standing. Call 610-825-4744. Or visit www.cyber.com. That's www.cyber.com.
The Tri-State Area's radio talk show, Between the Minutes, continues on Radio 1540 AM with your host, Peter Rodotti.
Welcome back. You're listening to Between the Minutes on WNWR 1540. I'm your host, Pete Rodotti. Our guest today was going to be Janie Blackwell. However, she's caught in a city council meeting and can't make it. So we're going to wing it today. For our guests, we have Frank Chichimable, Albert J.J. DeFilippis, and you. It's a live show, and you can call in Pennsylvania, 610-667-9697. In New Jersey, 877-667-9697. So we're going to start off by talking a little bit about some of the resolutions that Ms. Blackwell has put in. One of the resolutions I think is pretty interesting is she has a resolution before City Council Committee on Education to examine the climate of violence in the city schools and to discuss ways it can be reduced. According to the FBI, Philadelphia is considered the most violent large city school district in America for the past 2 years. Boy, that's really saying something. Frank, what do you think about this? You went to the public schools.
Actually, Pete, I didn't. I was at a Catholic school.
Oh, you went to Catholic school. Okay.
And, well, the numbers speak for itself. Unfortunately, there's a lot of attempts and programs and things of that nature that are trying to curtail that ranking and try to help the system. And I believe Councilwoman Blackwell has all the right intentions and direction in trying to even accelerate that further.
Well, I mean, it sounds like the police are doing their part because in the 2009-2010 school year, the Philadelphia Police Department made 183 arrests dealing with violence in the schools. And then, you know, there's also a statistic here that says that last year incidences of violence grew to 4,541 individuals. That's still a lot of people. What do you think is causing all this? Do you think it's the economy?
Well, I think it could be a number of things. I think it first and foremost, it starts at the house. I think it starts with the parents, the family structure, and whatnot. Also, too, the economy certainly does play a huge factor in everything we do. And unfortunately, in this content, I think it falls into where it's a very restricting thing for families, and it unfortunately transcends to the kids. And another thing is just neighborhoods, peer pressure, things of that nature. Just in this day and age, a lot of things have changed. And here again, I say that I believe it actually starts from the family, you know, the parents, and from that point on.
Well, I agree with you, but on the other hand, I'll tell you, there's nothing quite like having a sister slap your knuckles with a ruler to get somebody to behave.
Hear, hear.
That's Al.
I believe by taking a lot of the cracking of the whip in the schools out of the schools, okay, was a big part of why the kids are today, and they don't respect the teachers or their fellow students.
You know, one of the things that surprises me is the United States is the country that spends next to most on education. Only one country spends more than us per student. I think it's Sweden. However, we're in like the bottom 20 for results of education. It can't be that the teachers are different. It's got to be something about the environment. There's something wrong. We're also pretty close to the bottom on science education. And, of course, science is where new industries come from.
You know, I believe one of the shows we had before, we had Anthony Murphy on from Operation Town Watch for the city of Philadelphia.
That's right, yeah.
And I do believe he is very involved with the children and the school district in a lot of capacity with the violence. And I think his program, if they could help him even further along and try to fund that more and get more involved in that capacity, like he's doing with the neighborhood town watches, I think that would be a plus for...
I agree with you, and you're right. Anthony Murphy, when he was here, the Town Watch program was way more than anything I ever thought of. You're listening to Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM WNWR, and we're brought to you by the CyberSoft Operating Corporation. We'll be right back with more Between the Minutes on Radio 1540.
The multicultural voice of the Delaware Valley, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
Hi, this is Pete Rodotti, your host on Between the Minutes, thanking you for listening to our show. Let's talk about CyberSoft Operating Corporation. CyberSoft has always stood for integrity, quality, and cost-effectiveness in computer security. CyberSoft invented antivirus for Unix and Linux systems. With 20 years' experience, they support more systems than anyone, including Microsoft Windows. Computer security problems are not single-faceted, and your solution should not be either. CyberSoft products like the VFine Security Toolkit include cryptographic baseline management in addition to a virus scanner. This allows you to detect more than just a software attack. For a limited time, you can purchase a one-year Windows antivirus security license for $24.95. In any computer security fight with the bad guys, we will be the last man standing. Call 610-825-4748 or visit our website at www.cyber.com. Again, that's 610-825-4748 or www.cyber.com.
Hi, this is Anthony Murphy, Executive Director of Townwatch Integrated Services.
And this is Pete Rodotti of Between the Minutes.
And Philadelphia needs you.
Who, me?
Yes, you, Pete. We need you to get involved in your community to impact on the quality of life where you live by starting or joining a Townwatch group.
Really? How do I do that?
You reach out to me at 215-686-1459, or you reach me on the web, www.townwatch.net.
Wow, so I can really join.
You can really join. We provide training, assistance, and support, and we try to address crime in a holistic approach to improve the quality of life where you live.
Wow, that's great. Sign me up.
Join us and become a member of the Philadelphia Town Watch program.
Looking to increase your business and build your selling power? Then you should advertise on Between the Minutes, the Tri-State's newest political, business, and special interest radio talk show, Between the Minutes, heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. on Radio 1540 a.m. For more information, call 610-828-8333. That's 610-828-8333. Or email sales@betweentheminutes.com.
The Tri-State Area's radio talk show, Between the Minutes, continues on Radio 1540 AM with your host, Peter Rodotti.
Hi, welcome back to Between the Minutes. I'm your host, Pete Rodotti. I want to remind everyone you can call in. It is a live show in Pennsylvania, 610-667-9697. In New Jersey, 877-667-9697. I have another one of Janie Blackwell's resolutions here. And I'll just read you a little bit of it. It says, calling on the City Council Committee on Education to hold hearings on bullying and violence in the city schools, including the targeting of immigrant students from Asia, Africa, and the Caribbean, and the steps taken by district officials to address bullying and violence when they occur. Well, even when I was a kid and I was in school, I mean, bullying was just part of the deal. I didn't like it, but, you know, that was just it.
Yeah, but when you're talking, you know, a few years ago, when you were in school, and today it seems like it just has from us back in school, back in the late 60s and 70s, and all the way up to now, it seems like it is progressed into, unfortunately, a very bad thing.
Oh, so you're saying it's not like it used to be where, you know, hey, the bully would come by and smack you around a little bit for giggles. This is much more serious now?
Well, the way, if you read the paper, if you see, talk to different people, it's not an individual anymore. Bullying could be gangs. And they progressed or graduated, however you want to look at it, into those parts of being a bully. I mean, it's no longer, you know, just a kid on a block because he's mad and he wants to take it out on somebody else and he bullies. Now you're talking several people, one person in particular, but a whole gang now. I mean, over the years, it's grown immensely into a very negative direction.
Oh, well, that is definitely different. Yeah, when I was in school, there was, you know, a couple bullies, and it was exactly what you said. They were just angry young men, and they took it out on the people around them. And if they perceived any kind of weakness, that's who they picked on.
Well, agreed. And I do believe the mindset's still the same as from the one bully scenario, so to speak. You still have those, but now you're dealing with gangs, and they pick on the weak and the meek, so to speak, and, you know, and that's a form of bullying, whether it's one person, a collective group, or anything of that nature.
The shame of it is, though, is that today a lot of these students, okay, know they're going to get away with it. They can do what they want to do. They don't get in trouble. The courts have given them the right of way to a certain point. It's almost like when I was in school and you were in school, okay, if we had to go home and tell the parents we did something wrong, they couldn't wait to get you
that
there.
That was a disaster.
So they can kick your butt.
Oh, you couldn't even. You wouldn't even wait. You'd be petrified on the way home knowing it.
Actually, just being sent to the principal's office was enough.
But today, the courts have said you can't touch these kids because they are children that have to be allowed to do what they want to do, and that's bull in plain English.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I agree with you. You know, discipline, self-respect are interrelated. And if there's no discipline, there can't be self-respect. And without self-respect, why would anybody respect others?
As I commented earlier, you know, I believe it starts at home. If there's no discipline or structure at home, how's the children or child supposed to progress in everyday living when they have no structure? They go to school. The same kids that they're hanging around with, they may come from a household that has no structure. So it kind of festers itself. And then, you fall into these big problems at the schools with the kids, the bullying, gangs, and whatnot.
Well, gangs is – that's just unacceptable. And you would think that they would be able to do something about that, but I don't know. It seems like there's problems all over the place. Here's another resolution calling for the retention of school teacher Hope Moffitt. Do you know anything about this?
It was something in a paper. It was a woman that took a stand. I believe she was let go or dismissed at the school. And the children, all the children at the school, rallied around her to get her back. I'm not real privy on the whole story, but I remember recollect that.
Well, I think what happened was that she was involved in a protest, like you said, which, as far as I'm concerned, is free speech. And the students have the right of free speech. And she can communicate to them that what her opinion is. I don't see anything wrong with that. And apparently the school district did not like that. And they put her on an administrative assignment in something called the rubber room for 10 days, where basically it's a storage area and you just go and you sit there. And, of course, that's not easy to do. I don't know if you've ever tried it.
No, I hear you. Just not to change direction, but, you know, some of the things that you're reading from Councilwoman Janie Blackwell, this is why this woman has been a phenomenal city councilwoman all these years, and I anticipate after the primary coming in May and then November, she will retain her seat because of legislature and scenarios that she's always dead on with. These are very important things to be resolved, addressed, and taken very seriously.
Oh, I agree with you, and I think that's why she's been elected, what, five terms now?
I believe one are going. It's either she has five or she's going seeking her fifth. Either or, I believe she will, if she's on her fourth going in, she's going into her sixth term now, I just was told.
Okay. Well, you know, and then before her, wasn't her husband in city council?
Lucian Blackwell was an icon in the city. I remember him back in my union days when I was younger. As a kid, when my father was a Philadelphia policeman, he was a force to reckon with. He was a mover and shaker. He did a lot for a lot of communities, and Janie just picked up the ball when the poor man passed and has continued ever since.
So this is a family that's really given to the city.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, hopefully she'll get reelected, and we can keep her in there and continuing to do stuff for the city. Here's an interesting one, right? Janie has a resolution calling on the City Council Committee on Education to hold hearings on prayer in Philadelphia public schools. Now, I don't have a problem with that at all. And you went to Catholic school.
Oh, absolutely. And I have not a problem with that either.
You know, I don't understand why anyone should have a problem with it. I mean, we don't force people to pray. We don't force people to pray to any specific God or religion, so why would anybody mind?
Here again, with situations like this, you're dealing with people that are either ignorant to certain things or just don't care, or they just don't know. I have no problem with public school having prayer. In fact, I encourage it.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. Well, we have a caller. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. You're
Hi.
On Between the Minutes.
Hi. I'd like to hearken back to something that you said earlier about bullying.
Yes.
I don't think that bullying actually has changed all that much. When I was younger, again, in the 60s and 70s, I was petrified to go to school because they were the same group. And it was not like an organized gang, like not like the Crips or, you know, something like that. But it was an organized group of boys and girls, actually. There were two different groups who would pick on me daily, all day.
Why did they pick on you?
Because I was quiet.
Because
I was shy and withdrawn.
Okay, so they thought that you were
vulnerable.
They
thought I was weak. Mm-hmm.
And what kind of – and how did their bullying – what did they do to you? They just call you names. They take your lunch money.
They'd throw stuff at me in class. I got hit in the eye with an M&M once.
Where was the teacher while they were throwing stuff around?
Ignoring it.
Oh, okay.
That, I think, is the main problem.
Were you able to eat the M&M at least?
Pardon?
Could you eat the M&M at least? I mean,
no, it took off somewhere.
I was.
But anyhow, the thing is that I don't think that it has actually changed that much. I think what's changed is the awareness of it and the impact it can have on the children who are affected. And I think the teachers need to step in more. For years, they were turning a blind eye to it.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, you may be right. It may be exactly the same. I mean, what do you think about this, Frank?
I agree in part, but I disagree in a larger part. Coming in up like in the years that you're saying, I did too. And if you look at things today, you know, you got hit with a paper clip, somebody shot spitballs at you, things like that. You know, you talked about, you may mention the Crips and the Bloods. Well, I have news for you. There's a lot of that there in these schools today. These kids, whether they believe it, if it's fact or not, are aligning themselves up with these gangs as Crips and Bloods and whatnots. And today, you're not really getting hit with paper clips and spitballs. You're getting hit with a lot harder stuff. You know, you're dealing with gangs. You're dealing with elements. You're dealing with things that, you know, are dangerous, more so than, you know, as you said, the M&M.
Well, I hear you on that. But the thing is that, I mean, there were times I was punched in the hallway, smacked in the back of the head for no reason.
And it's terrible, and I understand that and experienced it myself. But how about if about 10 or 12 kids are stomping or two or three to the point that they're near dead, or they leave them in the street or out front of school or somewhere in a hallway near dead.
I agree. In that way, it has escalated.
Well, the
but
big part,
a lot of it is still just the same old.
And that is absolutely true too.
The big part of that is teachers have to find someone to come over and enforce the law versus getting in between the kids and trying to stop it, because they're told you cannot get in between or stop the kids or go after them.
And not for anything, some of the things you just said, if I was a teacher and I was told I couldn't, I wouldn't, because some of the things that go on, you know, you got to be fearful for yourself too.
Sure.
Well, I just wanted to throw in my two cents there.
Well, thank you for calling. I got to tell you, though, there is something interesting here about these resolutions we talked about. First, we talked about violence. Then we talked about bullying. Then we talked about prayer in the school. And I think maybe we need prayer in the school with all the violence and bullying. And also, quite honestly, not to make fun of it, but it might be part of an answer.
The prayer part?
Yeah.
I agree with you 1,000%. I think it's a structure and a direction and something that's needed.
Well, now here's something else, and again, it's related to, you know, violence and bullying, which is, again, Janie Blackwell's resolution calling for public hearings before the City Council Committee on Education to discuss the possibility of using city health and social services agencies to complement school district nurse and guidance counselor resources in public schools. And, you know, the reason that she's asking for this is because – you know, there's conceivably a $400 million shortfall expected in the school district for 2011-2012, and things are going to get very tight. It's going to be hard. And, you know, I remember the school nurse in my years, you know, things happen. You fall down, you get hurt, you have a fever, you get cut on in gym, whatever. But now it's even more important because of this violence. So I think this is a really good thing, and I hope it happens. I hope it passes.
You know, everything that you have here again brought up about the good councilwoman Blackwell, I support everything. I mean, reading this, listening to what you're saying, and reading some of her agenda, it's as usual for her. Very, very good stuff, and stuff that needs to be addressed, pushed through, and made reality.
Yeah, well, I mean, if the resources aren't there, they need to be there, and we need to get them from somewhere, you know. Anyway, there's some more resolutions to talk about, but I think we have another caller in here. Caller, are you there? Hello, caller?
Hello, Petey.
Uh-oh, it's Aunt Edna.
It's Aunt Edna. How you doing there, boy?
I'm doing fine, Aunt Edna. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing too. I'm doing okay. But you know something? I've been listening to you, and I think I got an answer here.
Okay.
For both of your issues here, the bullying and the school prayer.
Okay.
Well, for one thing, the school prayer, as long as there are tests in school, there'll be school prayer.
Yes, that's true.
Be under their breath, that's all.
Okay.
You don't have to worry about that at all. And the other thing for the bullying, well, you know what? You know what ought to give those teachers?
Shotguns?
Tasers.
Tasers.
Didn't you hear that? Don't tase me, teach. That would be a shocking resolution, wouldn't it?
There you go. Yeah.
Yep, see? That's law and order right there.
I guess that's a better solution than shotguns. I mean, shotguns, you might pick up some of the other guys, too, you know.
I don't know. My father used to have a good idea. He said, a shotgun full of rock salt doesn't hurt anything but burns like hell.
Okay. Thank you for calling, Aunt Edna.
Okay, you be good, Petey.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Well, you're listening to Between the Minutes on 1540 AM, bringing you politicians, businessmen, and professionals, and Aunt Edna. You can friend us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/BTMradio. We'll be right back with more of Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM.
The multicultural voice of the Delaware Valley, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
Looking to increase your business and build your selling power? Then you should advertise on Between the Minutes, the Tri-State's newest political, business, and special interest radio talk show, Between the Minutes, heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. on Radio 1540 AM. For more information, call 610-828-8333. That's 610-828-8333. Or email sales@betweentheminutes.com.
America's men and women in uniform sacrifice every day for our country so we can continue to do the things we enjoy most, like playing soccer with our kids. But that's not an option for some families. I'm Devin McTavish, D.C. United Defender and two-time Humanitarian of the Year. For more than 140 years, the Armed Services YMCA has provided support for military families. Please join the AESYMCA in taking care of our soldiers' loved ones so they can continue to take care of us.
The Armed Services YMCA, serving those who serve America. ASYMCA.org.
Hi, this is Pete Rodotti, your host on Between the Minutes, talking to you about CyberSoft. CyberSoft has always stood for integrity, quality, and cost-effectiveness in computer security. Having 20 years of experience, CyberSoft protects many platforms, including Microsoft Windows. So for the best antivirus security, visit www.cyber.com. For a limited time, you can purchase a one-year Windows antivirus security license for $24.95. For the best in protection, remember, in any computer security fight with the bad guys, we will be the last man standing. Call 610-825-4745. Or visit www.cyber.com. That's www.cyber.com.
The Tri-State Area's radio talk show, Between the Minutes, continues on Radio 1540 AM with your host, Peter Rodotti.
Hi, this is Pete Rodotti on Between the Minutes. Our guests today is Frank Cicciamabile and Albert J.J. DeFilippis. And you, the caller. And you can call in Pennsylvania, 610-667-9697. In New Jersey, 877-667-9697. And we're talking about Janie Blackwell's resolution. She was supposed to be the guest today, but she got unavoidably detained in city council. So we're talking about things. So far, we've talked about violence in the schools, bullying in the schools. We've talked about prayer in the schools, and we've also had talking about the school nurses, and it all kind of seems related. Another one of her resolutions that we're talking about right now is a resolution calling on the Philadelphia City Council Committee on Education to hold hearings in partnership with the State Board of Education and the Department of Education on the lack of library facilities and certified librarians in the public school, and to hold a public roundtable discussion of the state study investigating the number and quality of public school libraries. Of the 258 schools in the school district, only 120 have a library within the school. Now, I remember when I was in school, the library was probably my absolute favorite place to be. I would just read every single book I could get my hands on. And, of course, the library was where the books came from. So that was important to me. You know, Al, what do you think about this? Al?
What's that? I'm sorry.
That's Al's busy running the board in addition to being a guest.
You caught me trying to work, so.
Really? Oh, my. Okay. Well, we're talking a little bit about libraries in the schools, and I asked you what your opinion of libraries in the schools are.
Well, I think it's really important because they need to go in there and be able to do some studying as well as have the facility available to them so that they cannot have to worry about running around at lunchtime and having free time. Go in there and make your free time your library time. And I think they should have it where you have to be part of the library at least so many hours a week. It should be a part of your curricular at the school.
So you're saying you think that students should actually be taught how to do research in a library?
Well, of course, because once again, I mean, most – I'll bet you with the computer age and the internet, even with that to a certain point, people don't really know. I could ask people probably on the street – how do you work a library? How do you go in there and look up a book in a library? And they'll probably tell me, what are you talking about? What's a library?
Well, yeah, well, yeah. With the internet and search engines, do you think libraries are even needed?
Well, I do because, once again, I mean, it's just the idea of them knowing that they have to discipline themselves to go in there, pick up a book, and read it.
Well, personally, I find reading very enjoyable myself, and I love books.
Most students today don't have time for reading, from what they'll tell you. Young kids today, I don't have time to read.
What are they doing instead?
Well, I don't know. I don't want to go into that right now.
Okay, I guess the internet and video games and all those things that didn't exist when we were kids are taking up time for them.
Exactly. Video games are a big part of it, as well as the computer is. And on the phone, we have a special guest also, by the way. Anthony Murphy, part of Philadelphia City Council, is on hold, so let's see if he's there.
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Hello, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. I was listening to you, yes. But reading is still important. It's something that needs to be stressed. As you said earlier, you talked about the articles in the Inquirer that is addressing violence in the schools. One of the things that we still need to do is stress some of the basic fundamentals. And it's also correct, parents need to have some basic fundamental skills in order for them to be more of assistance in addressing the situations in schools. But we need a holistic approach to that particular situation. It's not just teachers. It's what kind of assistance we can provide to the younger parents with younger children and also address a community. Failing schools are only symbolic of failing communities. When you have a community that's struggling economically, as well as politically, you will have a school that struggles and mirrors that community.
I really believe, too, that with the library situation, the young adults today are given everything so easily handed to them, okay? You push a button, you have your information, you're done. No one wants to work for anything anymore.
Well, unfortunately, you can't trust a lot of what's on the internet. There is so much absolute wrong information on the internet, in addition to all the scams and predators, that, you know, a library is fairly reliable. I mean, you go to a library and you check out a book, there's the weight of the publisher behind the book. There's the editors that behind the book, the people who checked it out. Somebody spent a substantial portion of their life writing that book. There's a big difference between that and somebody who sits down at a computer terminal and in 20 minutes rants about something and they're just wrong because they don't understand the situation.
True, but unfortunately, students who do research, library or not, will still use the computer. Again, it is interfacing and infusing both activities. Computers are fine for research, but we do a lot more on computers than research. As you know, we do a lot of social networking. I mean, I didn't realize how many social networks there were. Our children are on those networks, and they're interfacing with people all over the world for the most part. And they're not really spending time doing research or reading or trying to do that kind of studying. But computers do serve their role. And it's still a challenge for us because we need to put in place, I won't say put in place, we need to get people to understand what social networking really is and get people to understand how that can be a benefit and yet at the same time be a challenge.
Isn't social networking the back porch in a couple of Pepsi Colas?
I'm sure they are.
Not anymore, I guess, huh? Oh, well. Listen, let me ask you a question. Have you been listening to the show?
Yes.
So you heard what we were talking about with violence and bullying, and you're involved in Town Watch. Does Town Watch get involved with this at all, or just when they're not in the school on the outside?
Well, yeah, Town Watch Integrated Services addresses both bullying in schools, because we do conflict resolution to try and instruct young people on the proper way to solve a problem. That is when our services are requested or called in. What you're reading about in the papers is, of course, sometimes the extreme and hopefully not the norm. But, yeah, we get involved with our young people when it comes to neighborhood conflict, addressing it through conflict resolution and helping them work through their anger issues.
Okay. Well, you know, I think a lot of it is anger issues because, you know, somebody that's calm and comfortable, they're not going to be picking on other people.
Well, those are the people that only picked on.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, but, you know, it's inevitable. If I can segue, because the situations and challenges in our school start from elementary school straight through to high school. And what you find is that the problems, once they begin in elementary school, it will travel with that student as they go through school, which is where, unfortunately, computers come in again, because the more you use them, the more you find ways to bully, the more you find ways to harass people. And that's their own creative genius. So you've got to work to address the issues across the board, holistically. You got to address home. You must address computer usage. You must address skills. And, yes, parents have to become more involved and more empowered to what their children do and what their children need to do. And at Towers Integrated Services, we are doing that. We even now putting together a cyber workshop for to address cyber crime and cyberbullying that's going to go on. We're calling it cyber safety or something like that.
Wow, that's fascinating. When's that going to be available?
Working on it.
Okay, all right. Who's it going to be made available to? Is that something for just for the schools or for the?
No, it's going to be for the overall public.
For the public, okay.
Right, because you have to take it all very seriously. So, and people need to have things in their home. One of the benefits is, I've even listened to your show. You start off giving tips for cyber safety on banking tips, and people need to hear that more often. Just so it begins to replay in your mind. There are things that you do and things you don't do. And when you recognize that there are things that take place that you can absolutely impact on, you will. You can make that impact.
Well, you know, thank you for recognizing the fact that we're trying to help people in the show. You know, it's important. And it's not that there's more bad people in the world. It's just the world is smaller and we're all exposed to these bad people. I mean, you hear a lot of times where I'm talking about these criminals are located in Eastern Europe. They're located in India. They're located here. In fact, the FBI just broke up a large scam ring centered in Philadelphia. It was a big announcement about it, but we didn't cover it on the show because it's not directly related. The thing is, though, that it's – more of it, even though it's the same number of bad people out there.
Yes.
Frank, did you have a question?
Anthony.
Yes.
How you doing today?
I'm right, sir.
Listen,
how are you?
I know you said you were listening to the show. I'm looking at these resolutions from Councilwoman Blackwell, and she has done it again. These are some phenomenal directions. These are some phenomenal things that she wants to implement, and I mean, with the school situation, I know with your program, as you just mentioned, you touch base on it and get involved to whatever degree you have to or could, and you do it with Town Watch. I'm hoping with your program that has been a great thing for the city, and these resolutions and things that are already in place and the enhancements and additions that the councilwoman wants to implement here, that down the road, collectively, this will merge into a really good direction for everybody that is to bear of it.
Yes. I mean, we do safeguarders where we also, which is parents getting involved in schools, and we do some training for parents who want to work inside schools as volunteers. So I would love to be able to enhance the number of things we're able to do as it relates to the schools and violence in general. I think it's important that we not hide from what we learn and that we use our knowledge wisely, and I think we can do that.
I agree. Here again, I'm hoping and wishing that these resolutions do come to the forefront. They do get passed because, here again, Janie has shown what she's all about, and it's all real good. And I'd like to see her be able to enjoy the fruits of her labor, so to speak, with these resolutions and to benefit the children, the schools, and everybody party to this.
Well, you know, these resolutions make a lot of good common sense. I would find it hard to see why anyone would vote against them. I mean, can you think of any reason why somebody would vote against any of these?
In a perfect world, I can't see anybody going against them. In the world we live in, there could be a million reasons and none have to do with the resolutions. It's just a personal preference, however that may be.
Okay.
Here again, I would think this, I would hope to say that this would go in with flying colors unopposed. But you don't know until it goes to the floor for voting.
Yeah, yeah. Anthony.
Yes.
You were talking about getting more people involved. How do people contact you?
Okay, they can reach me either at through going to the City of Philadelphia's website and putting in Town Watch, one word, on city.gov. You can reach me at townwatch.net and reach me through our own website. You can also call me at 215-686-1459. And my email is anthony.murphy@phila.gov. Again, you can go on the Philadelphia, City of Philadelphia's website, put in the word Town Watch. You can reach me at townwatch.net. You can call me at 215-686-1459. Or you can email me at anthony.murphy@phila.gov.
Now, let me ask you, does Town Watch have a Facebook page or a Twitter page?
Yes, we have a Facebook page, too. It's called TWIST, Town Watch Integrated Services. That's right.
I like that. That's pretty nice. And what about Twitter? Do you put out Twitters on things that are happening?
I'm on Twitter. Anthony Murphy's on Twitter.
Okay. So people can subscribe to
you. Yeah, on Twitter. I'm very reachable, so yes.
Hey, don't forget, they can go to BetweenTheMinutes.com. Also, yep. You have a link on there, so they can get information about Town Watch and Anthony Murphy also on there. So.
Yep.
And there's some shows that featured you, and people can listen to those if they want to learn more about Town Watch. I thought they were pretty good shows. By the way, everyone, you're listening to Between the Minutes on WNWR 1540 AM. I'm your host, Pete Rodotti. And we're continuing with the show. So, Anthony, do you have anything else that you want to add?
One thing, absolutely. People who are interested in working with children, not with children, but working around schools, can reach us to help develop a safe car. That seems to be something growing on. And I also want to bring to the parents' mind, it's prom season. It's prom season.
Hey, Anthony.
Yes.
Hold that thought. We're going to do a commercial break here. We're going to come back to you, and we're going to talk about prom season and try and see if you can give the parents, the students, the schools, everyone a little bit of safety information about what they need to do to be out there and be safe. All right? Hold on. Don't go anywhere.
Thank you for listening to Between the Minutes on WNWR. We'll be right back with more Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM.
The multicultural voice of the Delaware Valley, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
Looking to increase your business and build your selling power? Then you should advertise on Between the Minutes, the Tri-State's newest political, business, and special interest radio talk show, Between the Minutes. Heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. on Radio 1540 AM. For more information, call 610-828-8333. That's 610-828-8333 or email sales@betweentheminutes.com.
Hi, this is Anthony Murphy, Executive Director of Town Watch Integrated Services. And Philadelphia needs you. We would like you to join the Town Watch group or start a Town Watch group in your community. To get in touch with me, you can reach me at 215-686-1459, or you can go to our website, www.townwatch.net, or you can go to philadelphia.gov, the Philadelphia website, and put in Town Watch, and you will find us and fill out an information slip. Philadelphia needs you to impact on the quality of life and help us to make sure that Philadelphia is a safer city. 215-686-1459. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pete Rodotti, your host on Between the Minutes, talking to you about CyberSoft. CyberSoft has always stood for integrity, quality, and cost-effectiveness in computer security. Having 20 years of experience, CyberSoft protects many platforms, including Microsoft Windows. So for the best antivirus security, visit www.cyber.com. For a limited time, you can purchase a one-year Windows antivirus security license for $24.95. For the best in protection, remember, in any computer security fight with the bad guys, we will be the last man standing. Call 610-825-4745. Or visit www.cyber.com. That's www.cyber.com.
The Tri-State Area's radio talk show, Between the Minutes, continues on Radio 1540 AM with your host, Peter Rodotti.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Rodotti, your host on Between the Minutes on WNWR 1540 AM. Janie Blackwell was going to be our guest, but she got caught in city council and couldn't make it. So we have Frank Cheech Amable, Albert J.J. DeFilippis, myself, and on the phone we have Mr. Albert Murphy of Philadelphia Town Watch. Anthony, Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. You were going to talk a little bit about prom safety.
Yes. But you said Albert Murphy. So.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Confusing me and Al because we look so much alike.
Yeah, that's true. You know, you really do look very much alike.
You don't like that name, huh?
I just didn't want you to answer.
We're about the same height, though.
So. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
But we were going to talk a little bit about prom safety. One of the things I want to stress is prom season. And parents, you need to know your daughter or your son's date. You need to know the friends that they're traveling with. You need to make sure that you know the rules and what's required at the school. Some schools say that you have to be on location at a certain time, and if you're not there at a certain time, you won't be allowed in. So you need to pay attention to that. You need to know who's driving. Make sure that the driver, if it's not in a limousine and they're not being driven, that folks know no drinking and driving and no other drugs, including cough syrup, Tylenol. You don't want anything that could impair a child. You want the prom night to be a happy night, a safe night, and more importantly, you want to make sure that they live to have those as lasting memories. I suggest that you have good conversations with your youngsters. They're young adults now. Have real conversations with them. Have the conversation with them probably that your parents had with you. Speak to them about safety on the highway, safety at the dance. Make sure that they are properly supervised. And I know that's going to be difficult, but make sure that the dance is properly supervised by being involved. And be involved with your children so they know the do's and don'ts. Make sure you have that conversation. If you have that conversation, your children will enjoy prom night and live through it. And that's most important, that they live through it.
So you're saying there's actually a safety value in having somebody chauffeur them to and from the event?
Absolutely. But that way you have the timing down. You have them picked up at a certain time. They're going to be there on time. They're going to be brought back home on time or wherever else they're going. And that's going to be done. That person is a professional driver. So that's taken care of. But in the event that they're not, and they're going to drive themselves, you want to make sure that they're focused. That it isn't about the one night. This is about that night being a special night, but it is about the rest of your life. You're ending one part of the journey, and you're starting the next.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, there should be a lot of photos and flowers and a scrapbook and a lot of happy stuff.
That's correct. That's what you want.
So, yeah. I mean, is there still value in having like a family member drive a car, or does it have to be a professional driver?
Preferably a professional driver, because today's teenagers don't want you to feel that you're spying on them.
What do they think the driver's going to do?
Well, the drivers are drivers.
Okay.
They think the drivers will merely be doing what he's supposed to do, which is making sure they get there safely and make sure that they get back safely.
Well, I know that. If I was hiring that driver, I'd tell him, you know, hey, you bring my daughter back safe, $100.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, remember one thing, okay? When you hire the limo company, there's nothing wrong in asking them to show you their insurance,
show you
everything about them. Any question you could possibly want to have answered, they should be able to answer for you. If they can't answer it, then there's a problem. Don't go with that company. Plus, make sure they have insurance, because limo insurance is very expensive. And not that something's going to happen, but if it does... You
want to make sure that's
you
right.
Want to make sure that, plus you want to make sure you know who the driver is.
Yes.
Because the driver is responsible for your child as long as they're in that vehicle.
That's correct.
So,
prom, be safe. You want folks, everyone, to do that.
What about safety accessories for the prom? Do you recommend that the kids carry their cell phones or AK-47s?
Well, AK-47s are out. I don't think you have to ask them to carry a cell phone.
I guess it's hard to accessorize AK-47s.
Yeah, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't work with a tuxedo, and it definitely wouldn't work with a gown.
Yeah, that's true.
I think, again, if you know the person, you don't have to worry about that. And I don't think, it's not like there's so much violence going to take place at a prom. But it is the safety factors. The safety factors of young people graduating, feeling like adults, someone bringing alcohol, however they manage to get it, you know, and that's the scary part, that they still don't know their bodies well enough to know that, A, you shouldn't drink and drive, and B, if you do drink, don't drive. I think I said the same thing twice.
Also, don't forget, okay, if your child says, well, we're leaving from Joe's house or Joe's house or Debbie's house, okay, once again, always, I would go there and say, I want to take pictures. I want to be there when you're leaving. You're telling me you're leaving. They got the limo. They lined it all up. Let me see it, okay? I want to take pictures. I want to be part of it.
That's right.
And once again, children do that. They say, well, we're all leaving from Joe's house. And next thing you know, Joe's driving. Joe's the biggest drunk that we hang around with.
Oh, geez. Yeah,
and,
you're right.
And you should absolutely know that before prom.
Yeah.
You got to know Joe. You got to know.
Well, you know, is it really unusual for parents to know all of their kids' friends today? I mean, when I was a kid, my parents knew all of my friends.
Well, unfortunately, that's not necessarily the case today. That's why you stress it, and that's why I'm stressing it as a safety feature.
Sure, of course. Make sure you know who they're hanging with and who they're going to go with.
That's right.
And if it's a guy, make sure you know even though who his date is or vice versa, especially if it's a girl, make sure who the date is for the night.
That's right.
Meet his parents if you have to and press the issue because of the simple fact that you never know.
So you can't invite, like, the boyfriend into your study while you're cleaning your bazooka or something and just
sure
say,
you can.
You know.
Well, see, let me say this. Fathers need to have a manly conversation through their daughter's dates.
Yeah.
So that the son, that young man understands, that's your daughter. The way she leaves is the way she comes home.
And that you're going to take it personally if anything else happens.
You have to make sure of that. Fathers have to be engaged in this scenario. It can't be treated like it's, you know, easy. And it's not that mothers aren't involved. I'm not saying that at all. I'm stressing fathers' roles because it's important to your daughter be respected by that young man. And it's important that the young man respects you because then he will respect your daughter.
Yeah, I understand.
And vice versa. If it's the other way around, it's your son, you make sure he is respectful. If he respects you, he's going to respect that young lady because that's what you will expect of him.
Anthony, thank you for calling. I don't know where the time has gone, but we're coming to the show close. Thank you for listening to Between the Minutes on 1540 AM and on the web at www.betweentheminutes.com. Brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation. We'll be back next week with more of Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM.
The preceding program was brought to you by the CyberSoft Operating Corporation.
The multicultural voice of the Delaware Valley, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
When disaster strikes with a vengeance, Americans strike back with generosity. Thanks to your monetary donations, the Salvation Army is there from the very beginning and remains until the healing is complete, serving the physical and emotional needs of disaster victims and emergency responders. Give today at 1-800-SAL-ARMY or SalvationArmyUSA.org and help the Salvation Army continue doing the most good.
Hello, this is Barry Reisman with Klezmer every weekday morning at 9 right here at WNWR. We've got Andy Statman, the Klezmatics, the Klezmer Conservatory Band, Brave Old World, Dave Tarras, Giora Feidman. You'll also hear Paul Zim, Bruce Adler,